You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, time to, relax and talk a little Mariners baseball. It's not like it's snowy up in Seattle. It's snowy everywhere else in the country. But I'm Dave Ramsey with Greg Johns, Mariners.com. You staying warm at this time of year, Greg?
You know, it's been warm and just rainy, kind of your typical Seattle winter here in the 40s and 50s, and a lot of wet stuff. So a couple of weeks till spring training, and that sun in Arizona is probably going to feel pretty good, I think, when we get down there.
Meanwhile, you've been pulling out all the old wax out of the closet and listening to your Billy Joel albums of old. He's coming on May 20th. Are you a big Billy Joel guy at all?
He's as old as I am, I guess. So yeah, sure. You got to like it when Billy Joel's coming to Safeco Field. Friday, May 20th, get your tickets now, I guess. So going to be some entertainment at Safeco, whether it's baseball or music this summer. So kind of cool. They just announced that today. Something on the calendar to look forward to in May.
Listen, Greg, you sound a little nonplussed. It's Billy Joel, man.
I saw Billy Joel when I was in high school, and that was a long time ago.
Maybe it makes me feel young to think that he's relevant and fun to listen to still.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, everybody's still kicking, and we're all still here. So yeah, I'm good with it. I'm gonna leave it up to you though to do the Billy Joel singing if you want to go that way. So
I don't think we have the time. But we would go right off the old Glass Houses album. That was an all-timer.
There you go.
So seriously, enough goofing around, Greg. Let's get right down to business here. This team has made so many moves, and it's the time of year at the end of this particular week. MLBPipeline.com comes out with the top 100, all the prospects in baseball. So now we all turn our attention to kind of evaluating the rest of the organization. In the case of the Mariners, so much attention on the big league club and that remake under Jerry DeFoto. What is left underneath? Who are some of the top names?
Great question, Dave. I think prospect-wise, the Mariners, they're pretty young. I mean, they're top guys. Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago when their guys were just littered. You talk about that top 100 in baseball coming out, and the Mariners were thick through there with the Dustin Ackleys and the Danny Holtzons and then Walker and Paxton and Nick Franklin, Mike Zunino. I mean, these guys were top guys through and through, and the Mariners always rank real high in the rankings because of that. You know, they always kind of weight those top guys, kind of how you judge a system. And right now, a lot of those guys came up, didn't make it for whatever reason. A couple of them by injury, a couple of them been traded. You know, Franklin, Ackley no longer with the programs, and in the minors, so Holtzman's been injured. So those guys are no longer qualified as prospects, and the guys that are kind of young. And the next group, I guess, coming on the horizon, are led by Alex Jackson, their first round pick in 2014, number 6 overall, and a young kid just turned 20 on Christmas Day, in fact. So he's a young guy. Didn't have a great year last year. They kind of pushed him. They opened him in Class A Clinton, in full season Clinton, and he struggled a little there, so they dropped him back down to Everett, and he finished out the season the year in Everett. So they're expecting him to take a big step forward this year as he turns 20. A big kid, 6'2", 215, right-hander. When they drafted him, a lot of people thought he was the best right-hand hitter in the draft, and a kid that converted from catcher in high school to play in the outfield now. So he's definitely one to keep an eye on, at the top of that list. I think he's the guy that's probably going to be in that top 100 somewhere. And after him, I guess you get down to some names. You kind of wait to see some guys develop. Another name a lot of people are familiar with because he was a first-round pick, DJ Peterson, the top pick in 2013. He's another kid that started real well when they first brought him into the pro ball out of New Mexico and struggled last year. So just didn't have a real big year with their top kids last year. Peterson, they're looking for to kind of bounce back this year and kind of working him at first base now a lot more and see where he goes with that. So played mostly Double-A, bumped him up to Tacoma for a few games at the end of last year, and I would guess he'll probably start the year in Tacoma and be a guy that kind of that waiting in the wings to take that next step. So those are two of the top names, and certainly a lot more beyond that, Dave, if you want to get into those guys.
Well, you touch on a good point, though, Greg, which was, you know, it seems like it was yesterday, really. The Mariners were the ones with, you know, the preponderance of names up toward the top of these lists. Had so many guys with such high expectations, and yet, not that they haven't filled them or couldn't still fulfill those expectations, but it's such an inexact science. Are you one to pay particular attention or get wrapped up in this type of stuff, or do you just say, look, let me know when they get here?
Well, it's certainly fun. You know, I think like all baseball fans and writers, people that follow the game, it's, you know, one of the fun things to do is watch these kids coming up, and there's certainly a lot of anticipation and buildup, and, you know, that's a fun part of the deal. I mean, you kind of want to see these guys develop and hit it big when they get there, and but it is not, especially in baseball, as we all know, it's a tough deal. It's not an exact science, and the Mariners have certainly been a case for that. Now, DePoto is a good one to ask that for. I mean, you could make a pretty strong case that Jack Cirencic, you know, maybe isn't here anymore because a lot of these top prospects didn't make it. DePoto came in and interestingly kept the same scouting director, Tom McNamara, who drafted most of these guys, but changed the player development program around quite a bit and brought in Andy McKay. And DePoto will tell you that he was there, you know, drafting for other teams when the Mariners were picking these guys, and he said, hey, every one of them, you'd think those top kids, you know, that was a good pick. That was, you know, nobody was arguing with him. Nobody said, whoa, what are they doing there? And things, you know, maybe didn't work out as well. So he doesn't blame that so much on the guys picking them as maybe what they've done with them and how they're developing and working with these kids. So that may be a thing that changes. But, it, you know, like I said, some of this stuff is just blind luck. I mean, Holtzman was certainly, you know, number two overall pick in 2011. This guy everybody thought was the safest pick coming out of the draft, and he's had nothing but arm problems since. You know, that's a problem you hit with pitching sometimes. And Zunino, another guy, number three overall pick the following year, there beside this guy's, you know, this guy's got everything you'd possibly want, and you know, he just has struggled. They maybe brought him up too soon. You know, as a lot of people think, and I think they'll probably start him out at AAA next year and let him kind of get that offense under his feet a little better. So, you know, sometimes things just. It's baseball, you know, and you don't hit them 100%, that's for sure. But you'd definitely like to hit a higher percentage than the Mariners have with their top picks in recent years. So didn't have a top pick last year, Dave. Gave it up for Nelson Cruz. But you can't really argue with what Cruz provided. So, you know, that's another thing about the draft.
Yeah. And you know, you make the point in there, too. We saw the Nationals. I don't even know how many years it's been now, but when you go Strasburg, Bryce Harper, back-to-back years, you think, well, this is pretty easy, right? I could have done that draft. you know, but it's just not that easy. We've seen so many teams with, you know, the number one pick in the draft doesn't always pan out. What about with all the dealings that they have done in the last handful of months? Did they, you know, did they manage to pull in a couple extra guys, or did they deplete what was already there just a little bit? Some of those maneuvers. I guess I wasn't keeping full track of the inventory.
It could be kind of 50-50 on that. They gave up Patrick Kivlahan, who was a kid they liked, sent him to Texas to get Leonis Martin in that deal, brought back another outfielder, Boog Powell, from Tampa in the Brad Miller-Lomo deal that also brought Nathan Carnes to Seattle. Boog Powell, an outfielder that they like a lot, athletic kid, gets on base a lot, good defense, athletic kid, kind of exactly what DePoto's been looking for. So he's a guy, I think, one of the prospects is probably knocking on the door closest. He's a 23-year-old with, you know, with kind of the skill set that they're looking for to help him out. You know, maybe it's a fourth outfielder, a backup center fielder, and kind of waiting in the wings there. So that's a name, I think, to watch. Jonathan Arrow, right-hander out of the Red Sox, that was one of the players in the Carson Smith-Wade Miley deal. Another guy will be on the prospects list for the Mariners, a 25-year-old, kind of a late bloomer out of the Dominican, had some illness when he was young, dengue fever when he was a kid, and didn't sign until he was 20, but kind of a late bloomer, but rose real quick last year. I think he was pitching A-ball at the start of the year and wound up double-A, triple-A, was with the Red Sox at the end of the year, pitched I think, six or seven games for them. Reliever could be in the mix in that bullpen, so another guy that kind of knocking on the door. So, you know, they've got some guys there that I think are of interest. You know, the young kid, I think if you want to talk prospects, a guy to kind of keep an eye on, a name I'm interested in, Tyler O'Neill, kid they picked out of Canada a couple years ago, third rounder. His dad was Mr. Canada, weightlifter, big, and Tyler has followed in dad's footsteps. He's just built like a rock. Not a huge kid. He's like 5'10", 5'11", about 210, and he just looks ripped. I mean, this guy is fun to watch, and he had 32 homers last year for Class A Bakersfield, and just a young kid. He's been playing on Team Canada and doing, and every time I see him, he's hitting home runs. So kind of a fun kid to keep an eye on coming up through the farm as well. It's Tyler O'Neill, a name to watch.
All right. So, see, look at that. You've given us a bunch of names. We head down to Peoria in a matter of weeks. We'll all have somebody to try and track down, and we'll track their progress. Speaking of Peoria, next time you and I talk, it's going to be February, so get packed.
Yeah. I'm doing the laundry as we speak, finding the shorts, digging out the polos. We'll be ready.
All right, I'll bring the albums. You bring the record player. We'll sit back at the pool and we'll chill out and enjoy the music as well.
Sounds good.
You
to me,
and
Dave.
Billy Joel.
Can't go wrong there.
All right, well, there you go. That's Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.